Thanks, guys.
Bloody
thanks for
proud
having
of
me,
you, mate.
Thank you.
Oh. Just going to make a big call right now.
Yeah.
A lot of experts out there say lightning don't strike twice. Yeah. It did last night.
Oh, it didn't.
On the left, and then on the right.
Oh my God, Goody! Then Inc and the rocket, the missiles were launched.
Yeah,
you're a wee man. Have a look at you.
Yeah, I think I did an interview after the game with Fox Sports, and I was losing my words a bit. I didn't know what to say. I was a bit lost for words, to be honest, because I think it's better than what you dream about, really, to be honest, in terms of, like, you know, being a professional sports person and cup finals and having an impact in the game. And, you know, it's just obviously really happy for the team because we've worked so hard for this in the preseason, and everyone at the club is worked so hard. So this is a great testament to everyone at the club. And then obviously for myself, to be able to score two goals in probably the two best goals of my career in terms of individual strikes and the stage or platform that it was on. So, yeah, really excited for that. And, yeah, it's just a really nice moment and enjoying everything that comes with it.
Well, it's certainly great to have you back in town. You're a favourite of ours before you went away. And if you're going to hit them like that, mate, I'm telling you right now, you'll have more than your teammates on your back. When Jars and I are down there on the sideline, you'll be carrying us around. Is there a favourite out of the two from last night? Was it the set piece or just the open play right foot that was just a rocket?
I think for me overall, probably the right foot one because of the timing being the goal that put us in front after being 1-1 and with about 15 minutes to go and in front of the Red Army as well. So that was quite special. But the first goal as well for me was really special because probably about a few times when I went to take corners or was on that side, the Sydney fans were there and they kept chanting, "Who are ya? Who are ya? Who are ya?" And I was thinking, "You buggers, beautiful, I'm going to show you."
Beautiful. And you did.
Yeah.
And you gave it to them. Mate, there's been a big culture change. New owners, new manager in Marco. The list has changed over the winter. And the fans last night, 14,500. And Simon Hill, who's highly respected as a great football caller, said this is the best place when it's full and this type of football's being played to call. And he's spot on. What was it like out there? And just describe the sound.
It was incredible. From start to finish, even in the warm-up, there was thousands of people there beforehand. And I've said multiple times since I've been back that Cooper Stadium, when it's a packed house, has been some of the most memorable moments of my career. And last night was exactly that. Obviously, the crowd was fantastic from start to finish. And we're so noisy and, you know, that, like, it gives us an extra man. And
he called it the 12th man.
Yeah, 100% it is. Mm. It really is. And when they're that vocal, it really spurs you on, you know, when I'm going over to take a corner and the crowd starts getting even louder and then we whip the ball in and, you know, it's a close chance and then they get even louder. And it just, like, it gives you that momentum and everything like that. And, of course, you know, to be able to score the two goals that I did and to be able to share it with the fans that have been fantastic to me since I've come back and just fantastic to start the season as well. It's a special moment to share with them.
Beautiful. I reckon the other great thing, mate, is the fact that your football is front and back page and we've not seen this type of coverage for years with Adelaide United. You're just really grabbing the opportunity whilst cricket implodes on one platform. Footy is in this sort of hiatus with its trade and draft periods, that you guys can actually cash in, do something like that, get this silverware, which is one of the biggest trophies and heaviest trophies I've ever seen. Hate to be drinking out of that jar. I don't even reckon Bob Hawke can get that down.
I'd give it a nudge.
But it is just fabulous for the code and for Adelaide United to really put their best foot forward straight away at the start of the year.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think it's very obvious that football is, or soccer, whatever you want to call it, is not necessarily the number one sport in Australia. But I think we're showing you know, year after year that the competition is getting better.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that if we can keep the crowds coming like it was last night and have that atmosphere, it really offers something different to all the other codes. You'll never get an atmosphere like last night that you'll find at an AFL game. You know, the crowd might be more at an AFL game. Yep. You might have 40,000, but they don't have the active support that we have in football.
Yeah.
And it's just it is a really unique atmosphere. And obviously with being able to win trophies like this and share it with those fans, it's fantastic. And, you know, obviously, like you said, being front and back page is fantastic for our sport in Australia. And hopefully it can continue to grow in the way it is.
Now, the coach, Marco Kurtz, can get angry when you lose. What's he like when you win?
Yeah, he's fantastic. You know, I think he is a very passionate person and wears his heart on his sleeve. And I really like that about him. And I think it rubs off on the players. You can see the passion that we show on the field. And he really brings this this fighting attitude to the game. Mm. So even when we're not particularly playing our best football, we're always fighting and never giving up and never trying to give the opponents a moment's rest.
I totally agree, and it's just that's the culture I was talking about before. Now, have you got 2 days off before your next game on Sunday? Did he give you 2 days off to have a couple of frothies? Because Izzy, our goalkeeper, was getting on the sauce, he said.
Well, can we say this too?
Yes,
Luke. So happens to be Oktoberfest, Marco, so you'd be a tight ass if you didn't give you any days off.
Yeah, so no, for sure we had
a couple of beers.
Last night we did enjoy ourselves. Excellent. You know, so that was fantastic.
Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah.
who got the three votes?
Votes.
Izzy, our goalkeeper, he said he was going to put some down. He said, I'm not training for 2 days. We haven't found him.
Yeah, he was at recovery today. There were a few probably struggling on the jog that we did this morning. We will take the time to enjoy this moment.
Got him, mate.
And we'll take obviously last night and today to enjoy it, and then obviously it's back to business because we've got a game this weekend
and taking some momentum into the season at large. That's where the real results have got to come now, doesn't it? We've got to be able to put it together, get ourselves a big win. Because I would think if United can put together a really strong year, this momentum about talk of new stadiums, purpose-built stadium stuff, I think it's going to get a massive leg up if you guys can continue your great work.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this gives us a really good platform. And I've said in a couple other interviews as well, you know, we've won the FFA Cup. To start the season, we've had a few injuries too, and it's not like one or two, it's more like four or five.
Yep.
And all those players that have been injured could easily be starters in outside and contribute heavily. So if we can get all those players back fit, then we're going to have a really good depth in our squad, and I think we can have a really strong season.
Well, it's great to have you home. Great to have you back playing for the Reds. We understand you're on the front page again tomorrow. Is that right?
Oh, are you?
Is that right?
Possibly, yeah.
Loving it. Loving it, mate. Keep up your great individual form. Freddy, keep up the great team form. So proud of you. Thanks for bringing the trophy in and giving us a look at it firsthand. Well done to you and the Reds.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
There is the superstar of Adelaide United, Craig Goodwin, on the rush hour. Our boy, too, by the way.
Let's say it.
He was my boy. I sent him overseas to learn a few things, and he's done it. He's come back now. He's on the pitch. He owns them. It's the rush hour with Charles and Louis.